welcome back to the Willis Experience Trivia Edition. Hello, Lindsay Jones. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, so now you've played around. You're familiar with how this works. So there's 200 points on the board. It's all NFL, almost all NFL. But we start out with 10 toss-up questions worth 5 points apiece. So here they're based on current events, though, again, the podcast always comes out after a couple days after this. So it's all basically current events from 2 days ago. All right.
Okay. When I was at a wedding, so.
Yeah, I know. Sorry. I know. All right. Question number one. A man named Lewis Starks was recently charged with stealing what man's Heisman Trophy 20 years ago?
20 years ago?
Yes. He was recently charged with stealing what man's Heisman Trophy 20 years ago?
Oh, crap. I'm starting off on a bad note because I have no idea.
All right. The correct answer is O.J. Simpson.
Oh, yeah.
O.J. Simpson. All right. Question number two. What NBA player just signed a deal to do a video series with Vice Sports?
James Harden?
That's incorrect. Carmelo Anthony. Question number three. Who currently has the best record in Major League Baseball?
The Cardinals?
Correct for 5 points.
Thank God I'm not going to get divorced.
Okay. Yeah, please. Number four, what team currently has the worst record in Major League Baseball?
The Colorado Rockies.
That's incorrect, though an excellent guess is the Philadelphia Phillies. Now the rest are NFL. Question number five, the Bills named Tyrod Taylor as their starting quarterback. Where did Tyrod Taylor go to college?
Virginia Tech.
Correct for 5 points. My son calls Virginia Tech Chicken Tech. I don't know why. He just refers to it exclusively as Chicken Tech. So now every time for the rest of my life I see Virginia Tech, I will see Chicken Tech. All right, question number six. Who is the Bills' all-time passing yards leader since Jim Kelly?
Oh, God. Since Jim Kelly? Oh, my God. This is terrible. I have no idea.
All right.
I can't even think of a guy who lasted a season.
All right. Well, it's okay. The correct answer, unless you want to toss out a guess.
I'm out. I'm okay.
Ryan Fitzpatrick is actually all time, which is very sad. That's very sad. All right. Question number seven. What team's former owner was selected as a finalist in the contributor category of the Hall of Fame this year?
The Niners.
Correct for 5 points. You know, technically it's 49ers, but I'll give it to you. I'll give you 949ths credit. No, I'll give you credit. All right, question number eight. Name any one quarterback of the quarterbacks drafted before Tom Brady in the 2000 NFL draft.
I watched that 30 for 30 even. God, I don't know. Man.
That's a tough question.
It is a really tough question.
It's really just me being clever. Close that one.
Well, clearly none of them are still in the NFL right now.
That is correct. None of them are still.
Was it Chad Pennington here?
Correct for 5 points. Well,
okay, so there was one guy who was decent.
Yeah, he was decent. The other ones were Giovanni Carmazzi, Chris Redman, T. Martin.
T. Martin.
Beat Florida. Mark Bulger. Mark Bulger was halfway decent.
Okay.
And Spurgeon Wynn.
Wow. Someone named him. Did any of them marry supermodels?
You know what? I'm sure if you ask them, they'll say yes.
I don't want to sleep on the couch.
All right. Question number nine. What network is showing the Super Bowl this year?
CBS?
Correct for 5 points. And question number 10, where is Super Bowl 51?
Minnesota. No, Houston.
That's correct for 5 points.
Sorry.
That's all right. You got that. So you got 30. Totally fine. In very good shape. All right, now we go to...
I mean, it's no Frank Schwab, but
of course.
See.
Yeah, no one is ever... So, you know, Matt Brown from Sports on Earth actually tied him. I thought that record was untouchable, and he tied him with college football stuff last week. So, but Frank Schwab that was mean that he did that. He broke my game. He was like Kobayashi with the hot dog eating contest. Anyway, all right, topical. I give one overarching question. Each of these worth 5 points. If I say, for example, name the starting quarterback for the following teams, and then each of them, I will give 10 teams. Each of them correct answers with 5 points. So, The category here is Football Reference has a stat called approximate value. It attempts to assign a value to every player for in every season. So who, so if you don't follow approximate value, it's generally fair. Like, it's not like they're like, well, it turns out that it's already Spurgeon Wynn is the best quarterback. And like, it's intuitive. It's not like, it's not that difficult. It's not that weird. So who, according to approximate value, is the best player in the history of the following NFL franchises? Okay. So question number one, the Miami Dolphins.
Dan Marino.
Correct, for 5 points. So there you go. So the question number two, the Chicago Bears.
Walter Payton?
Correct, for 5 points. See, not that counterintuitive. Okay. All right, question number three.
You're going to start throwing like Jacksonville out there, and we're going
to
be in trouble.
Well, I needed to establish that they, you know, that they, and it's also not just offensive players. Like, they really do try to pick the best players.
Right, okay.
So, all right, question number three, the New York Giants.
Lawrence Taylor?
Correct, for 5 points. Question number four, the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Terry Bradshaw?
That's incorrect. Mike Webster. Mike
Webster. Okay.
Question number five, the New England Patriots.
Brady.
Correct, for 5 points. Question number six, the Philadelphia Eagles.
Reggie White.
Good pull. That's correct. Well done. I
felt like you were tricking me there. You wanted me to think Donovan McNabb or something.
I did not think you were. That's a tough one. All right. Question number seven. The San Francisco 49ers.
Montana.
That's incorrect. Jerry Rice. Rice is the correct answer on that one. All right. Question number eight. The Denver Broncos.
Elway.
Correct, for 5 points. Tebow second. No, Tebow is not second. It's not second. Question number nine, the Washington football team.
Daryl Green?
That's correct.
Really?
I'm so impressed by that I'm giving you double. I'm not giving you other points, but that got very good bells. That was an outstanding pull. Very well done. And the last one, number 10, the Chicago / St. Louis / Arizona Cardinals. / Phoenix / Arizona Cardinals.
So we're going like franchise history.
Franchise history. Chicago, right. St. Louis, Arizona.
I'm not going to remember anybody from before Arizona Cardinal days. Fitzgerald?
That's incorrect. I think he is third. He's getting there. Jim Hart. Hart is number one.
Did he play for Chicago or St. Louis?
He played for St. Louis. He played for them for like 23 years.
Yeah.
So there was a famous steak restaurant in St. Louis, Hart and Deerdorf's. That was, I suspect that, I can imagine your husband like going, like having dinner before prom there. It was that kind of place. Okay. So now we go to team nicknames. I give you five of them for 10 points. If you don't need a hint, you just know the answer for 10 points. If you need a hint, ask and I will give you the name of the stadium they play at and the name of their mascot. And then if you get it, then it's worth 5 points. But you don't get to go twice. So if you guess, you don't then get the hint. Question number one, the Colorado Springs minor league baseball team.
The Sky Sox.
Correct, for 10 points.
You asked me this one last time and I got it wrong.
Oh, damn it. That's terrible.
I rebounded.
That's good. You deserve to get that correct. Okay, they play at Security Service Field and their mascot is Sox the Fox. Question number two, the Air Force football teams.
The Falcons.
Correct, for 10 points. They play at Falcon Stadium and their mascot, it's not so much a mascot as much as it's an actual falcon, but his name is Mach 1, which is an awesome name for a falcon. Question number three, the Western Illinois football team. And if you need a hint, you can ask.
Yeah, I'll take a hint.
They play at Western Hall, and their mascot is Colonel Rock or Rocky.
The Generals?
That's incorrect. The Leathernecks. The Leathernecks. They are the Western Illinois Leathernecks. And they are going to get wasted by the Illinois football team this weekend. I'm so proud. Question number four, the New Jersey USFL team.
No idea. Kind of a hint.
They played at the Meadowlands, and their mascot was essentially Donald Trump, but they actually did not have an official mascot.
I don't know.
You were one question off. The actual answer is the Generals. They were actually the New Jersey Generals. So you were just a little ahead of yourself. And I love that team. That was back when I learned to love Trump kitsch. I find it less charming now, but it was very charming then. All right, question number five: the Indiana WNBA team.
I don't know why I thought I knew this for a second. I definitely don't.
Need a hint?
Sure.
They play at the Conseco Fieldhouse, and their mascot is Freddy Fever.
I don't know. It's got to be something about, like, temperature somehow, but or weather. I don't know.
The mascot, their team name is, in fact, the Indiana Fever.
Oh, well.
They are the Indiana Fever.
That's not, I don't like, that's bad. Like, shouldn't you go to the doctor?
Yeah, I know.
Take some aspirin?
Yeah. It's like this very runny nose and hacking mask.
Yeah.
I assume all the time.
That's awful.
Yeah, the Indiana flu. Seriously. The Indiana whooping cough. All right, so you got 20 points. So that gives you a total so far of 85 going into Outburst. As you know, Outburst, we put 1 minute on the clock. You shout out as many answers as you can. There are five of these, and then we're done. No wrong answers. There are wrong answers. You're just not penalized for wrong answers. So 1 minute on the clock. Earlier this year, the NFL ranked the top 100 players. NFL.com ranked the top 100 players in the NFL. Name me the top 10, according to NFL.com, from earlier this year. 1 minute on the clock. Go.
J.J. Watt.
Yes.
Aaron Rodgers.
Yes.
Dez Bryant.
No.
Really? Peyton Manning.
Yes.
Jamal Charles.
No.
No. LeSean McCoy?
No.
You
have Watt, Rogers, Manning.
Man, that is really bad. Tom Brady?
Yes.
Rob Gronkowski?
Yes.
Russell Wilson?
No.
Earl Thomas?
No.
Jimmy Graham?
No. 10 seconds.
Philip Rivers, no. God, I am bad today.
Fine. And time. You got five. J.J. Watt, Aaron Rodgers, Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, and Rob Gronkowski. You missed Antonio Brown.
Okay.
Calvin Johnson, Andrew Luck.
Andrew Luck? How did I miss Andrew Luck? Oh, my God. I should be flogged.
There's no need for flogging. Marshawn Lynch. And strangely, I might think DeMarco Murray. I'm not sure.
I knew the running backs were way overvalued in that. Just picked the wrong ones.
All right, so now we put one more minute on the clock. Give me the top 10 active quarterbacks in career passing yards. The 10 men currently active on rosters in career passing yards. 1 minute on the clock. Go.
Peyton Manning.
Yes.
Tom Brady.
Yes.
Drew Brees.
Yes.
Phillip Rivers.
Yes.
Eli Manning.
Yes.
Matt Ryan.
No.
Ben Roethlisberger.
Yes.
Let's see. How many do I have?
You have six.
The
Mannings, Brady, Brees, Rivers, and Big
Romo.
Yes.
He's old.
Yes.
Is Rogers there yet?
Rogers, yes.
How many do I get?
Eight. You have two more.
God, who else is old? Who's played a long time? Your guy, Carson.
Correct. You need one more to get all ten.
Cutler?
No.
Mike Vick?
No.
Am I going for a starter?
10 seconds. That's a question only you can answer.
Okay. Ryan Fitzpatrick?
No.
Time.
No, the correct answer is Matt Hasselbeck.
Oh, yeah, he's old.
Yeah, he's very
he's
old.
Old.
He is very
old. Fantastic.
He is very old. Bless his heart.
Well, I did a really bad job of guessing Colts quarterbacks tonight.
Yeah, but that's nine, man. You
hope
got
they're
nine.
Not listening.
No, you did great. That is nine. All right, now we'll go one more minute on the clock. Name the top 10 active players in career rushing yards. In career rushing yards. The 10 active players in career rushing yards. 1 minute on the clock. Go.
Fred Jackson?
No.
Okay. Marshawn Lynch?
Yes.
Frank Gore?
Yes.
Let's see. Oh, Adrian Peterson?
Yes.
Has to be on there. He's old now. Is Chris Johnson on there?
Yes.
He had like a 2,000-yard year.
He is on there.
I guess Marshawn already, right?
Yes. Correctly.
Jamal Charles?
Yes.
How many do I have?
Five.
Oh. Arian Foster?
Yes. 10 seconds.
One of the guys from Carolina. D'Angelo Williams.
Yes.
He's old.
Yes.
I'm thinking of old guys.
Of course. And time. And by old guys, of course, by running back, we mean like 20.
I mean like 27.
Yeah, right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You got 7. You got Marshawn Lynch, Frank Gore, Adrian Peterson, Chris Johnson, Jamal Charles, Arian Foster, D'Angelo Williams. You missed Matt Forte.
Okay.
Steven Jackson.
Is he active?
I think so. I thought unless he got cut.
I thought, who is he with?
That's a good question.
He's not with the Falcons.
Well, let's find out. Let's find out. Let's find out. All right. Let's see. Let's see. Let's see. Steven Jackson.
I mean, he may not have filed retirement.
Oh, you're right. You're right. You're right.
But
okay.
I don't think he's on the roster.
Then let me find active rushers and see if you said one of those guys. And if you did, you'll get an extra point. Active rushing leaders. Number 11 is not Ray Wright. Fred Jackson. So you got it. Well done. You got that one. And the other one is Michael Vick.
Really?
Michael Vick is...
All right. Michael actually, Vick. You know what? I feel like I know that because I should have known that. I feel like I had to look that up and write that at some point.
After that is Reggie Bush, Ronnie Brown. Is Ahmad Bradshaw still hanging around? Maybe not.
No, he's... Well, and I think he's suspended too, even if he was. But yeah.
That'll do it. All right. So you lobbied yourself an extra point there. You don't see that every day.
Right.
Well done. All right. We got two more left to go. 1 minute on the clock. Give me the last 10 human beings to lead the NFL in touchdowns in a single season. So whoever scored the most touchdowns, if they've done it two or three times in that span, they still only count once.
Repeat the question one more time.
Yes,
sorry.
The individuals who have led the last 10 people to lead the NFL in touchdowns in a single season.
In scoring them.
Scoring them, yes.
Okay.
And scoring touchdowns. The not throwing them. But actually physically scoring them.
Okay.
The last 10 men to lead in. So if they've done it twice, they only count once.
Okay.
So, last
so it's
10
probably
men,
a lot of running backs.
Yeah. So
last 10 years. Okay.
Yeah. No, it could be the last 15 years.
Because
it could be someone that's done it twice. That's what I mean.
Gotcha.
All right. So 1 minute on the clock.
Okay.
Go.
LaDainian Tomlinson?
Yes.
Probably 10
yes.
years ago.
Yes.
Jamal Charles?
Yes.
DeMarco Murray?
No.
No. LeSean McCoy?
Yes.
Let's see. Give me some more running backs.
Tomlinson, Charles, McCoy.
At their position or overall?
Overall.
Okay.
Most touchdown scores.
How about Gronk?
No.
Charles Johnson or Calvin Johnson?
Calvin Johnson, no.
Adrian Peterson?
Yes.
10 seconds. Jordy Nelson?
No.
Des Bryant?
No.
Who did last year? Was it DeMarco Murray? Did I already guess DeMarco Murray?
Yes, he's not on there.
Did Arian Foster ever?
Yes, at the buzzer. That's five. That's correct. You got five. That's pretty good. That's a very tough question. LaDainian Tomlinson, Jamal Charles, LeSean McCoy, Adrian Peterson, and Arian Foster. The ones you missed. Sean Alexander. Let's see how far back we go here.
Sure.
Priest Holmes.
Okay.
Marshawn Lynch. Randy Moss. And D'Angelo Williams.
Okay.
I didn't know there was a year that he did that. All right, so you got 10. 27, add 27 to your previous total of 85. You're at 112. You're at 112 as we go into the last question. 1 minute on the clock. Give me the 10 NFL teams who have gone the longest without making the playoffs. There actually have 10. There are 10 teams that have gone the longest without reaching the postseason. 1 minute on the clock. Go.
Okay. The Cleveland Browns.
Yes.
The Buffalo Bills.
Yes.
Dolphins?
Yes.
The Titans?
Yes.
The Buccaneers?
Yes.
Jaguars?
Yes.
The Rams?
Yes. You have seven.
Okay. Raiders?
Yes. Eight.
No, not the Falcons.
No.
Not the Zoo.
10 seconds.
Vikings?
No.
Oh, yeah, they were there 2 years ago.
And time. You got eight. You got eight. You got Cleveland, Buffalo, Miami, Tennessee, Tampa Bay, Jacksonville, St. Louis, and Oakland. You missed Chicago Bears.
Oh, wow.
And the New York Jets. The New York Jets, which is surprising.
Wow.
It feels like they actually...
Yeah, I thought of them, and I rushed by, because...
Yeah. All right. Yeah, it's crazy. So you got a total of 120, a very respectable, to say the least, showing this ties you with... This is actually a 3-point improvement over the last time that you played.
Really?
Yes, you got you got 117 last time. This time you got 120.
I'll take it.
So very, very well done. You just passed Tommy Craggs, Doug Farrar, and Shane Ryan and Tom Ziller. So well done.
Suck it, Farrar.
Yeah, take that. All right, thank you, Lindsay. I know we've got a long time. Please go have a nice dinner. Thank you for playing around with me. I've had a great time. Everyone, follow Lindsay Jones on Twitter, which it is at by Lindsay H. Jones, BYLINDSAYHJONES. And, of course, read her stuff on USA Today and in the newspaper USA Today. Thank you, Lindsay. Have a great time. Have a wonderful NFL season. Be safe, everyone. Right. Have a great week. I'll talk to you all next week. Bye.